Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, for 15 Minutes of Power. And today we're going to be talking about a very important subject called persistence. There is power in persistence. Persistence will carry you forward, even during the times you do not feel like moving forward. How many have experienced those days when you feel like nothing is going forward and you're doing everything that you can do, but still you feel like there's nothing to it? I'm just going through the motions. And I'm going to tell you, especially on Monday mornings, after you had a wonderful weekend with family and friends, now you're sitting at your desk trying to get your morning started. And you feel like, well, everything is just everything. It's not going anywhere. To you, you know, everything just remains the same no matter what you're doing. There is not any progress. Instead, you find yourself, like I said, going through the motions of a routine. Somehow you are thinking, I have to get back out. I have to break out of this because I've tried everything and it still seems like nothing is moving forward. Nothing is growing. Nothing is changing. How many of you feel like that from time to time? Or maybe it's not time to time. How many of you are feeling like that constantly? Well, there's a solution to that. You have to, you know, develop a slow, steady pace. And as we, you know, I inform you of some things this morning, you'll begin to see, you'll begin to understand, you'll begin to even interject your own ideas, how you could develop persistency instead of, you know, just going through the routine. This is very real, people. This is very real, you know. And we all go through this from time to time. And like I said, some people, they're constantly experiencing this over and over. But you have to press into being persistent, no matter how you are feeling right now. And I know sometimes it's hard. It's hard because you have a million things going on right now. But still, you have to determine within yourself to press in. Allow persistence to become a motivating factor in your life, where you no longer will continue to depend on old ideas and old ways, but you will begin to birth positive, effective ideas that will bring about life and longevity into your business. You know, that's what happens a lot of times, you know, these old ideas and these old ways. But, you know, things are constantly changing. So we have to change in order to keep the business alive. We have to change and birth those positive ideas, birth those positive ways into our business, because if not, things will become stale. That's another way of things becoming outdated. Just like everything else changed, we have to change. I'm not talking about this, you know, fast change where it'll cause a shock in your business or shock in anything that you're doing, but a steady pace, a steady pace. This is especially important in the early stages of your business as you're just developing it. You have to keep pressing. Because there are a million negative mind triggers that will make you want to quit. How many have experienced that? A million things are going through your mind. A million things. That's why we have to clear our minds. That's another reason why, and I talk about this from time to time, clearing things out of our lives that are no longer servicing us for that particular season. Because if not, all of those things will come and bombard your mind. and they will become weights, and they will, you know, just stay there, and it'll get you in a state of being overwhelmed. What you'll start doing when those mind triggers come in, you may even replay conversations that you had with others, people voicing their opinions, but they're not understanding your vision. We have talked about that, you know, in previous broadcasts. Everybody's not going to understand your vision. Some people are negative because that's just the way they are. We talked about that toxic relationship. That's why, you know, you'll only have a few people that will understand, that will encourage you. But you can't tell everybody everything. This is why you keep some things to yourself, because people do not understand. You are the visionary. You are the one that understand your vision, or, in other words, supposed to understand it. What you do during these times when you don't feel like anything is moving forward, you refer back to your journal where you wrote down your vision with the goals, and you allow yourself to become refreshed. You allow yourself to come into a deeper understanding of what your business is all about. Because a business is a living, breathing concept of you. You and your vision are one. So from time to time, you have to refresh yourself, especially during these times where you just want to give up, or you're confused, or you're being bombarded with all type of things that will cause a slump in what you are doing, that will cause you to stop, that will cause you to just quit. You have to encourage yourself. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with yourself. Strengthen yourself by adopting to being persistent no matter what. Persistence is a great way to develop confidence, because you are now seeing things in a whole different perspective once you revisit that journal, once you had that heart-to-heart conversation with yourself. Once you decided to not give up, but instead to become persistent, you make a choice to continue beyond those boundaries and be determined to reach your goal to completion. Being persistent in business is a gateway to cultivate a future for many things in life. No one said this was going to be easy, but you have to remember to continue to work on your dream, continue to work on that vision, continue to work on that business if you want to succeed. Keep yourself focused on your vision by rehearsing it over and over in your mind, instead of rehearsing those conversations that you had with others or those negative things. Think on those things that are positive. Think on those things that have a good report. Those are the things that you think on. No matter what it looks like now, I want to tell you, it's only temporary. So set a steady pace and stay on track. Refrain from making quick changes every time you are faced with an opposition. Instead, weigh it out and get to the root of the situation. You have to get to the root of something. It's not the things that you are presently seeing right now. These are all manifestations of other things. But get to the root of that situation where you can really understand. Businesses experience interferences often, and you have to readily tell the difference between an outside interference and a change in business flow. And I'm going to say that again. Businesses experience interferences often, and you have to readily tell the difference between an outside interference and a change in business flow. Because sometimes people make quick decisions that will cause their businesses to go into a slump or into a static change when it really was an outside interference. That if it was carefully recognized, it could have been cut off. It could have been, you know, blocked from interfering with the flow of the business. So you have to be able to tell the difference. Remember, you as a visionary have to work it to make it work and set the momentum in which everything flows. So be persistent. Charge your spirit and electrify the place so the momentum brings life within the environment. Things are not always what they appear to be. Not until you are actively working towards finishing a project can you see what you are coming up against. There are many things that will unfold that will bring a challenge. Challenges are good because they sharpen you and bring out abilities that you never thought you possessed. The pressure of being challenged brings you beyond your natural abilities into a zone of believing you can accomplish whatever you are facing and succeed. Allow yourself to go beyond limits that you, for whatever reason, have set for yourself. You could do anything that you set your mind to do. So what is holding you back? Use pressure and persistence to move you beyond your comfort zone. Persisting through the pressure has a way of removing you from all things that you have in the past used as a crutch. You only went so far, then you relied on that crutch to take the weight off. Allow persistence to develop within you as your trust is building. And you start to look forward to each new day. Every day, there is an expectancy of a goal to reach. There is. How many times people give up because they have been going through obstacle after obstacle and everything seems to remain the same? If that is happening to you, I challenge you to look again. Take another look at whatever you are facing and carefully design a solution to overcome those objectives. Within that objective, be able to find keys that will not only accomplish the present opportunity, but also future ideas that you will never have thought of doing. Hidden inside every obstacle is a brilliant key capable of causing your business to flourish. Hiding from obstacles is not the thing to do. Instead, use them as stepping stones to your next area of business. Persistence. Being persistent in business is a gateway to cultivating a future for many things in life. And we've come to the end of our broadcast. I hope that what I have shared with you today will help you to continue to go forth and not to be discouraged. Because what you have inside you is capable, that vision, that dream, those goals, of making a mighty change in your present influence, circle of influence, even in the community where you are. So instead of giving up, just develop persistence and watch it flow and bring life into your business. You've been listening to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Visit our website at www.turningpointenrichment.com. Until next week. What I was going to say.
Just see.